Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. City officials, including Mayor Mamdani, were aboard the Intrepid this morning to commemorate Memorial Day, the floating museum's annual ceremony honoring those who made the ultimate sacrifice has just wrapped up.
I look out and I see the faces of countless veterans and military families, some of whose service only just ended and some of whom even served on the Intrepid years ago. We are so grateful for all that you have done for our nation.
Military veterans and active duty service members and families among the guests as well. Now, you might run into road closures around the five boroughs today with parades taking place. We'll keep you posted with traffic and transit on the ones, of course. Now, lots of folks will be heading home from their holiday travels today. They won't only be dealing with a lot of traffic, though. Also, high gas prices here in the city. Gas prices hitting an average $4.65 a gallon. Still, AAA says they expect a record 45 million Americans will travel at least 50 miles from home over the holiday weekend, nearly 40 million of them driving. Stay with us here at 1010 Winds, and we will keep you moving with traffic and transit updates every 10 minutes as usual. Well, mishap this weekend at the Bronx Zoo, where an employee had a firsthand encounter with the hazards of the job. The zookeeper needed a trip to the hospital Sunday afternoon after a nip from a small crocodile. Police say the 38-year-old worker slipped while cleaning an enclosure in the reptile house, and that's when the creature snapped. The crocodile was a tomistoma. They tell us that's an endangered species with a long, narrow snout that's native to Southeast Asia and primarily eats fish, not people. An official with the Wildlife Conservation Society, which runs the zoo, says the keeper suffered only a minor wound and was released from an area hospital without having to get any stitches. Now, back to Queens again this morning. Several generations of aviators are coming together on this Memorial Day at Vaughan College of Aeronautics for a tribute to the Tuskegee Airmen. Those were the first African-American military aviators with a highly distinguished combat record during World War II that helped pave the way for the desegregation of the Army. The event, being hosted by the Claude B. Gowan Tri-State Chapter of the Tuskegee Airmen, their president, Mark Witten, spoke with 1010 Winds about the importance of sharing their story with the young people of today.
If we're going to keep our Tuskegee Airmen's history alive, and if we're going to stand on the shoulders of everything that they did, these kids need to have that opportunity too. And that's why we raise money and keep our chapter alive. And that's why we're out there.
This free public event will feature live remarks from 99-year-old Brigadier General Woody Woodhouse, the last surviving Tuskegee Airmen General officer. It's now underway and will continue until 2 this afternoon on the Vaughan College campus in Flushing. Well, it is a big day today for Knicks fans. It is game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals tonight in Cleveland. The Knicks versus the Cavs, and a New York win would send them to the NBA Finals for the first time since 1999, back when Patrick Ewing was captain. And no more watch parties being allowed outside the Garden since fans got a little too rowdy for the NYPD's liking after game 2 on Thursday. But there are a list of official watch parties on the Knicks website taking place all around the five boroughs. Tip off 8 o'clock tonight at the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse in Cleveland. Well, we haven't had a beach day yet this Memorial Day weekend, and that's just as well on Long Island. That's because warnings have been posted to stay out of the water at 83 community beaches, which could have high concentrations of bacteria. Thanks to all this rain.
Memorial Day is normally a day you would find families with blankets, coolers, and sun hats crowding the beach. But Jones Beach is silent right now, except for this woman and her husband on the boardwalk.
We're always here every day.
Oh, you're here every day, no matter rain, snow?
Snow, wind, prefer sunshine.
Yeah.
But no matter we came, we walk.
Lifeguard Captain Tammy Metzger says they're using this quiet beach time as a training time.
Rather than, looking at seagulls, we get a chance to get in there, learn the water, learn how the bottom has changed over the winter.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Well, that is the sound of a scuffle early this morning outside Delaney Hall, the ICE detention center in Newark, where detainees have been on a hunger strike. Protesters clashed with immigration agents and say they were hit with pepper spray and batons. New Jersey Senator Andy Kim and Congressman Rob Menendez visited the facility on Saturday and say they spoke with prisoners who described inhumane conditions like spoiled food, dirty drinking water, and lack of medical care. all of which has been denied by Homeland Security. The lawmakers say they spoke with two 18-year-old girls who would have been graduating high school if they hadn't been arrested by ICE. Governor Sherrill has released a statement saying she's deeply disturbed by the reports of unsafe conditions at Delaney Hall and has contacted ICE so she can see it for herself. She adds that she's long opposed private detention centers like that one and will continue to call for the closure of Delaney Hall.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.